time and time again, when we look through the scriptures, we see the power of faith in the world. Our Lord himself says that if you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, you can move a mountain. We see many circumstances in which someone's faith brought them healing. Two examples in our gospel today. First, of the woman who had the hemorrhage being healed merely by touching our Lord's cloak. And then the daughter of Jairus being healed because of the faith of her father that our Lord could heal her. Of course, there are many other cases throughout the scriptures. Leprosy, blindness being healed, things like that, so on and so on. So many more cases of healing coming through a person's faith. This healing faith, this faith that is so strong that it brings about physical healing, is an understanding that, as it says in the first reading, the first reading, God did not create death. God does not want us to die. He doesn't want us to enter into death. In fact, it says in the first reading, God does not rejoice in the destruction of the living, for he fashioned all things that they might have been. He wants all of us to live. And these healings that our Lord did shows us that God formed up man to be imperishable. These healings show us that we are to be healed from the effects of sin in this life and healed from all sin in the next. Because sin leads to death, but faith in God, true healing faith in God, leads to eternal life. So the question is, why don't we see more healings like this? Why don't we see these healings? And they do happen. Because there are many who claim to believe in Christ, to have faith in Christ. And if we have faith, shouldn't that mean we have these healings? Well, they do happen occasionally. Matter of fact, oftentimes if you kind of follow the canonization process of a saint, you'll hear about a healing that occurred, a miraculous healing that occurred, that was then used as proof of the sanctity of this particular saint. And in fact, the examination of these miracles is part of the process of beatification and canonization, the process in which a faithful Catholic becomes a blessed and then later a saint. The problem is that there aren't many in the world today who have this healing faith. They might believe in our Lord, but they don't have the deep faith that leads to healing. We can see this in our Lord's time. When we look at the gospel today, after the woman touched our Lord's cloak and she was healed, he felt the power going from him. He felt the fact that she had touched him and that this healing had occurred. And when he asked, "Who touched me?" his apostles were amazed. All these, as it says, "You see how the crowd is pressing upon you, and yet you asked, 'Who touched me?'" There were those who were touching our Lord. They were pressing upon him. If you've ever been in really tight quarters where people are just packed in, that's what it would have been like. Constantly people touching our Lord. But there was only one of them who had the faith that she was healed by touching him. That's how it is in our world today. There are many, many people who believe in our Lord, who say they have faith in our Lord. But there are so very few whose faith is so deep that it can lead to a physical healing. Because a true healing faith is a humble faith. It's not proud. It's humble. It's seeking our Lord with humility. It's living a life out of humility. When we look at the gospel today, both Jairus and the woman who had the hemorrhage, both, as the gospel says, fell down before Jesus. They knelt down, got down in the dirt before him, and pleaded for healing. To kneel or bow down is a posture of humility. And we kind of use these terms. You know, if there's someone we admire, someone we think is greater than us, that is above us, we talk about looking up to them. If there's someone who we think is arrogant, who we think is full of themselves, we talk about them speaking down to us, talking down to us, thinking they're higher than we are. We talk about that attitude of being higher and lower, depending on our level of humility. So we're called as Christians to follow the example of our Lord, to have that humility that our Lord had, to have that healing faith, which is humility. As St. Paul says, though he was rich, for your sake he became poor, so that by his poverty you might become rich. By having the humility which our Lord showed, the second person of the Trinity, who came down to earth and became one of us, by having that humility, we can have the healing faith that we see in the gospel. This is why at every Mass we say before we receive our Lord, Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. This is the faith we need to have. When we have this faith, when we can say these words and mean every bit of it, when we truly believe that we are not worthy to receive our Lord, but we also believe that he can say the word and our souls will be healed, then we will have the saving, healing faith that we see in the gospel. Now, this humility to have this faith is painful to achieve. It is not easy to become humble. It is very difficult. It is spiritually and emotionally painful, and it possibly even physically. Sometimes our greatest times of humility are those times when we are seriously ill, we are sick, we have a physical ailment, such as we see with the two miracles, with the woman with the hemorrhage and with the daughter who was ill. These were times of great humility due to illness, due to injury. But if we have this humility, if we seek this humility, we will truly receive that healing faith that will lead us to be healed from sin at the end of our present life and enter into resurrection in the eternal life to come.